Hi everyone, and welcome again to A Plus English. I'm Bill.
大家好，我是 Anna. Hey Bill, what do you do for fun on weekends?
Oh, well, there are many things I like to do. Like, maybe go out to dinner with friends in the evening. But during the day, sometimes maybe I'll read a book, and other times I'll play some sports.
Sports? What kind of sports?
Well, there are many I like to do, like rock climbing and tennis.
那除了攀岩跟打网球之外, what else?
Well, there's many that I would like to try I've never done before, like fencing.
Fencing 就是相见，而相见正好是我们今天的主题。那么现在我们就废话不多说，赶快来看看 Rick 跟 Tony 的 conversation.
Well, let's take a look at the first part of today's conversation.
Fencing with style. Conversation A.
Hey, Tony, wait up. Where are you going?
I'm going to practice fencing.
You mean fighting with swords?
Yep. Want to try?
Sure.I will look like a brave soldier.
Great. And remember, you will need quick feet and a quick brain, too.
I have both.
Let's go then, Quick Rick.
Interesting. Tony and Rick are going to try fencing. Now, at the beginning of this first part,Rick says, hey, Tony, wait up. That's kind of a strange thing to say.
What do you mean?
Well, when you say wait up, you're telling somebody to wait for you, like they're walking in front of you. You could say they're up ahead of you. And if you say wait up, you're telling them, stop, wait for me to come to you, then we'll go on together.
So you mean wait up doesn't mean wait a moment?
Well, not really. Uh-huh. You only say wait up if you want somebody to wait for you to get to them and then you go together.
所以这里真的蛮奇怪的。这里所谓 Rick 的 wait up 并不是像我们认知上的稍微等一下，而是 wait for me, 等我的意思。不过在这里就觉得奇怪啦。那 Tony 到底要到哪里呢？ Where's Tony going?
Well, Tony is going to do something fun, practice fencing. When you practice doing something, it means that you are going to do that thing over and over and over to get better. For example, it's important to practice English if you want to speak English well.
那当然咯，所谓的 practice 就是练习，练习某一件事情 practice English,或者是练习做那件事情，特别小心，后面多半都加动词 ing。所以我也可以说 ,when I was in high school, 当我高中的时候 ,I always practiced listening, 我总是会练习听力。那 Bill, do you practice Chinese writing?
Oh, I do, but I don't practice enough. I really should practice every day.
你应该要每天练习才对。So, now, Tony is going to practice fencing. Now, what is fencing exactly?
Well, fencing, as Rick says, is fighting with swords. Swords are like very big knives, of course. And that sounds like fun. That's why Tony says, want to try? When you ask someone if they want to try something, it means you're asking if they want to do it,maybe once or twice, and see if they like it.
不过后面呢，我们还有提到了 wanna try, 你想要试试看吗？比如我现在可以问问看 Bill, have you ever heard of pig blood cakes, 猪血糕？
Oh, pig blood cakes, I have, and,yeah, what about them?
Wanna try?
Okay, are you taking me out to dinner?
Sure, and with that, you know, Chicken feet, have you ever heard of it?
I've heard of those.
Want to try?
Want to try? Okay, I'll try those too. Actually, I've tried both and I like them.
Really?
Yeah, they're really good. It's good food, especially pig blood cake in hot pot, spicy hot pot.
哦天哪，这个外国人真的很奇怪。不过他刚才提到一个字 ，you mentioned about both.
About both.
B-O-T-H.
That's right. B-O-T-H. Both means two different things together. So I have tried both pig's blood cake and chicken feet. I've tried one and the other.At different times, though.
不过在这里对话当中，这个 Rick 提到的 I have both， 这里的 both 呢，则指的是 quick feet and a quick brain.
Right, quick here just means very fast. You can think fast and you can move fast if you have a quick brain and quick feet.
Quick 是个形容词，就是快的、快速的意思。
Well, whether he has quick feet and a quick brain.Or not, Rick does want to try to look like a brave soldier. When somebody is brave, it means they're not afraid. That's it.
没错 ,brave 呢其实就是个形容词就是勇敢的。那我们现在先休息一下待会回来看看 Rick 是不是够勇敢哦。
Fencing with Style. Conversation B.
Cool. A real sword.
Stop it! Put on this jacket and these gloves before you hurt yourself.
But the sword isn't even sharp.
I know, but it still can hurt.
This jacket is thick.
It protects your body. You'll need this mask, too.
But now I don't look handsome anymore.
I think you look better.
What?
Don't worry, Anna. Be brave. But
be brave?
I have a gun.
You have a gun? A real gun?
No, it's a finger gun.
It's not funny at all.
It's not funny, but I wanted to use a good example to talk about the word real. Because at the beginning of the second part today, Rick says, cool, a real sword.Everyone knows what cool means. Rick is excited because the sword he gets to use in fencing is real. And that means it really is a sword. It's not a toy.
所以在这里的 real 呢就是形容词是真实的。Wow, 很酷耶是一把真的剑 a real sword. 但是 Tony 现在却要 Rick, stop it. No, why is it?
Well, when you say stop it, it means stop doing that. It's just a short way to say it.
当然啦，可是一定会有一个什么原因啊？原来是在后头 ，Tony 这个时候呢，希望 Rick 先穿上 put on something.
Right, when you put something on, it means that you put those clothes on. But you can also use this way of saying it.For hats, or gloves, or belts, anything like that. And it makes sense, because when you put those clothes on, they are now on your body.
所以其实并不是很难。所谓的 put on, 指的是把什么样的衣物穿上。像是外套 put on the jacket, 或者是手套 put on the gloves, 或者是戴上围巾 put on the scarf, 都可以用这个叫做 put on.
Don't you think if you put on all those clothes, you might be a little hot?
Yeah, 对啦，如果说又穿外套又穿手套，然后呢又戴围巾的话，可能会太热。I should take them off. 所以穿上叫做 put on， 如果是脱下来的话就叫做 take off. Take off.
There is a reason that Tony tells Rick to put on these clothes. He says he might hurt himself. That Rick might. When you hurt yourself,It means you do something to your body that is bad. Maybe get hit or maybe get cut, anything like that. And hurt can also be the feeling, not just the thing, the cut, but the feeling of pain, of hurt that you don't like when that happens.
所以在这里的 hurt 呢，其实就是伤害的意思。不过刚才 Bill 也有提到 hurt 也有疼痛的意思。但是我就想要问问看 Bill， the sword is not sharp.
Right, it's not sharp though. And Rick says that. But it's not even sharp. So he's complaining he doesn't want to worry. Sharp means that something can cut very, very easily. So of course,If a sword was used to fight before, they used to be sharp, like a knife. But these ones aren't sharp.
Sharp 是形容词，就是锐利的或者是尖锐的。那现在虽然这把剑呢并不是很锐利 ，but Rick still has to put on the jacket and the gloves. But Rick doesn't like the jacket.
Right. He says this jacket is thick.And it sounds like he's unhappy. Thick just means that it's very, very big when you look at it from the side. So a thin jacket would be good for a sunny day. A thick jacket is good for keeping you safe from sharp swords or for a winter day.
所以在这里的 thick 呢，其实是形容词，就是厚的或者是厚重的。Now, Bill.Can a mask be thick?
Well, a mask can be thick, but as I think you're going to show me, it can also be the opposite, right? Be thin.
有可能是很薄的 T-H-I-N, thin. Now, why don't you just wear this mask?
Okay.
Wow, you don't look ugly anymore.
I don't look anymore.So that means something was true, but now it's not. So before, I was ugly. With the mask, I'm not anymore, right?
没有错。其实我们常说 not anymore 就是不再如何如何。所以现在 Bill 呢，如果已经戴上面具的话，就不再像以前那么丑了。好，现在该是我们进入 word power 的时间。And Bill, just keep wearing that mask. Good.
Word power.
Wow.
Fencing, word power, day one.
What is the first word?
Our first word is wait up. Wait up.
Wait up, 动词片语，等一下。
Wait up. Don't walk so fast.
等一下，不要走这么快。Wait for me.
Next word.Brave, brave.
Brave, 形容词勇敢的。
This brave man ran into the fire and pulled the baby out.
Wow, 这个勇敢的男人呢，他冲入火场，然后呢，抢救出那个婴儿。
Sharp, sharp.
Sharp, 形容词锐利的。
Be careful with that knife, it's sharp.
Wow, 用那把刀要小心，它很锐利。
And the last one, anymore, anymore.
Anymore, 这是一个副词，就是再也不。它通常呢都跟否定词连用。
Don't lend him money anymore. He'll never return it.
不要再借他钱了，他不会还钱的。
Fencing word power, finished.
been mine.
Hey, Kelly, wait up.
What?
You forgot your shirt.
Oh, you are so nice. But did you just say wait up? Does that mean wait?
Well, you say wait up when your friend is walking faster than you. And you want them to slow down. Maybe you need to talk to them or something.
所以刚才 Clayton 告诉我们哦，比方你在街上遇到朋友啦，你想赶快叫住他们先停下来聊两句嘛，你就可以说 wait up, 等等，等一下。那它其实意思就跟 wait 差不多。But doesn't wait up also have the second meaning?
Yes, it does. When you wait up for someone, that means you don't go to sleep. You stay awake until they come home. For example,I'll be home late. Don't wait up for me.
所以 wait up 它还有另外的意思哦。所以 wait up for somebody. Wait up for somebody. 意思也就是说你晚上啊在帮某人等门的意思。所以刚才 Clayton 举的例子 I will be home late tonight. 我今晚上可能会很晚回家哦。Don't wait up for me. Don't wait up for me. 不要等我们了，赶快先睡吧。
Fencing with style.
Hey, Tony, wait up. Where are you going?
I'm going to practice fencing.
You mean fighting with swords?
Yep. Want to try?
Sure. I will look like a brave soldier.
Great. And remember, you will need quick feet and a quick brain, too.
I have both.
Let's go then, Quick Rick.
Cool. A real sword.
Stop it! Put on this jacket and these gloves before you hurt yourself.
But the sword isn't even sharp.
I know, but it still can hurt.
This jacket is thick.
It protects your body. You'll need this mask too.
But now I don't look handsome anymore.
I think you look better.
To review today, we would like you to fill in the blanks.
今天的复习时间呢，我们要来做的呢，就是填空题。So, what are the words for our blanks today?
Anymore.
Anymore, 副词，再也不。
Brave.
Brave, 形容词，勇敢的。
And sharp.
Sharp, 形容词，锐利的。
Okay. A man went into a bank...with a blank knife yesterday.
A man went into a bank with a sharp knife yesterday. 一把锐利的刀。
Right. If his knife wasn't sharp, he wouldn't be very scary. The blank police officers caught him right away.
The brave police officers caught him right away. 这个勇敢的警察呢，立刻把他抓住了。
Right.So now he won't make trouble blank.
So now he won't make trouble anymore. 所以他现在呢再也没有办法惹麻烦了。
Right. They're probably going to put him in jail. Okay, everybody. I hope you did well on today's review time.
Fun with phrases.
Put on.
Put on.
The baseball game is going to start. Let's put on these jackets.
Great! They have our team's name on them.
And let's put on these gloves, too.
Okay, but why do we need to put these on? We're not players.
If someone hits a high ball, we may catch it.
Oh, here comes a ball. I caught it.
Wow, I guess you put on the lucky glove.
Just for fun.
Okay, we have another tongue twister for you today. Now, this one is about a boy named Brad.
Well, and Brad is very special because Brad likes to take baths, and he has a special thing to help him.
Right, so when you take a bath, that just means you wash yourself in the water, and sometimes you use a brush to wash yourself with.
Yeah, you can use it to scrub your back or wash your feet or something. But Brad has an accident and his bath brush broke.
Oh, so he has a broken bath brush. But there's something else about this broken bath brush.
Well, the broken bath brush broke badly.
Oh, it's so strange. If it breaks badly, that means it's not just a little bit broken. It's really broken.
Yeah, so maybe Brad can't fix it. It's broken so badly.
Yeah. So he's got this badly broken bath brush. And what color is it?
Well, by all the bees that I've heard so far, I would have to guess brown?
You're close.
Black?
Yes, it's black. I thought maybe it would be blue, but it's a black bath brush, which I think is even harder than a blue or brown bath brush.
Okay, well, we've got all these B words, and once again, every single word starts with a B.
Oh, no. These are the hardest kind of tongue twisters.
Yes, we've got 7 words. Okay, Clayton, I'm too scared. You go first.
Brad's big black bath brush broke badly.
Okay, Brad's big black bath brush broke badly.
Okay, Siobhan, that was great, but that was really slow. Come on, you can do faster than that.
Okay, here we go. Brad's big black bath brush broke badly.
Brad's big black bath brush broke badly.
Brad's big black bath brush broke badly.
Okay, I'm going to try it twice through. Brad's big black bath brush broke badly. Brad's big black bath brush broke badly.
Okay, here I go. Brad's big black bath brush broke badly. Brad's big black bath brush broke badly.
Wow, Siobhan, you are the queen of tongue twisters this month.
Oh, thank you so much, Clayton.
You know, I did it twice through, which I'm pretty happy about, but now my mouth feels so tired that I'm afraid if I try it again, I won't be able to do next week's tongue twister.
I think I broke my mouth or something.
Well, I hope it's not badly broken. Okay, everybody, that's it for tongue twisters today. Don't go away.